And right now, we are joined on the air by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, who is actually about to head into a reception for Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro. So we're catching him right before he does that. Mayor, how's it going?
It is going well, Aaron. And boy, what an incredible game to watch last night. I, of course, watched it in Hillsborough. You know, we had the usual venues. I was watching at Nash Street, but the Wood Nickel was pretty packed, as was Hot Tin Roof. And let me tell you, the excitement was just palpable. It is not Franklin Street by any means, but you know, there's a good solid Tar Heel spirit in Hillsborough, and what an exciting game.
Well, it kind of doesn't matter how many people you're there with, as long as you're with a group of people. Like, we were at Silver Spot, and it was after everything was closed and just a few people hovering around the TVs at the end. So maybe like 20, 25 people. So nothing like being downtown at Topo or Spanky's or Four Corners or a place like that. But just that palpable excitement and everyone sort of sharing in the joy at the end. You get that no matter how many people are in there.
Sure, and it was such an exciting game all the way through, that sort of back and forth, you know, who was in the lead. And then, of course, the last 40 seconds was just just a nail-biting kind of experience. But it was I know that, you know, took most people's attention yesterday afternoon, and it was a little slow going for a few folks this morning too, I think, who were celebrating, but rightly so. So congratulations to the Tar Heels for their win in the championship. It's just incredible.
Absolutely. Again, speaking with Mayor Stevens, who's going into a reception for Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro here in a few minutes. Yesterday, you were at the ACG Capital Conference, which had dozens of firms getting together in the Triangle every year. So what did that entail?
Well, this is actually a big conference, and I think like 50 or 60 private equity groups. You had investment bankers, a lot of business folks. This is, I guess, working in what's called the middle market sector or mid-sized companies, a lot of it is about mergers and acquisitions. It's about capital. It's about growing companies. There's so much attention that's being paid to entrepreneurs and startup, and rightly so. But, you know, really where the bulk of, I'll call it, small and mid-sized businesses are is in this middle market sector. And I have been on the board of directors of a group called the Association for Corporate Growth, the Raleigh-Durham chapter, which includes members from Orange County and Chapel Hill. And we've had this conference going on for about a decade and a half, and it just brings, I mean, these firms with literally billions and billions of dollars of investment potential. Good example, I think one of the deals of the year last year, I think, was Fleet Feet, you know, that you know, sort of arose out of Carrboro, grew, they, you know, had a number of change around the country, you know, ultimately the owners wanted to you know, essentially exit from the business, and also want to make sure their employees were taken care of. And so how they structured the deal, so you had investment firms to come and take the company, but still provide for partial ownership. That's what this conference is about. It's about making lots and lots of connections for people who are in that kind of business. It's a little bit over my head, to be honest. I'm much more in my consulting practices on the human side and the psychological side of leadership. But I've learned from this organization an enormous amount about business finance and kind of the nuts and bolts of sort of financial structures and corporate structure and management for mid-sized organizations. And that's very, very important to our community and economy.
So, again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, how does that all play out in a noticeable way that sort of ordinary people who aren't sort of in the entrepreneurial world might be able to see and experience in a town like Hillsborough?
Well, you know, one of our members is Summit Construction or Summit Design and Engineering, and you know, they have been a member. And you know, there's a company that I remember a few years ago. They were, you know, 40 or 50 people. Now they're 120. They're growing to 180. You know, it's a pretty fast growing company. And so how this is a company right now. It's still closely held by some local folks, but you want to start networking, you know, 5 or 10 years out of when you might thinking of an exit, or if you want to expand that company to other cities. That's how you would get involved. Southern Season is another example of a company that had private equity investments. Sometimes they go really well, sometimes they don't. As we know, Fleet Feet was one, I think, just an absolute model of just a really good deal that was good for all the people, good for the companies, good for the local economy, still has the local presence. So that's how you'll see those places go. If you think of about a local endeavor like Local Pops, which came out of PFAP,
yep,
our Piedmont and Foodmont Agricultural Center, they're now around in several states, and as they're growing, well, you get out of the capital for that, from the venture capital or, banking. It's, you want to grow and expand, you've got to figure out other ways to get capital, and that can happen from sort of funding structures that are different from venture funds and some of these early stage companies. And so this is where you learn about it. This is where you make the connections and to, lay in the groundwork for the future. So I think it has some important local connections, although it's hard to see sometimes in everyday life.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, if you want more information on the town, go to hillsboroughnc.gov and get more info there. Mayor Stevens, if you're listening out there, just gave the State of the Town address not too long ago. And if you missed that, you can re-listen to that speech on the website again, hillsboroughnc.gov. Got to let you go here in a second, but I know there's a couple of events coming up in Hillsborough we want to get the word out about, including a job fair, which is tomorrow, right, and some Easter egg hunts this weekend.
Job fairs tomorrow on the Mayo Street at the Social Services Center. That's right there in town, sort of across the street from the Daniel Boone Center. We know it sometimes as the old Walmart shopping center. So looking for work, you'll find information on the website about that. And then lots of events. This weekend, there are three, count them, three Easter eggs happening in Hillsborough. One is in River Park. It's your traditional Easter egg hunt. And when you see this, it's just thousands of Easter eggs that are on the lawn, kids running everywhere. It is a blast. We've had a local group who said, sometimes kids have allergies or, nut problems or with the allergies, or you really don't want having sweets and candies. And so there's a food-free Easter egg hunt that's going to be in Gold Park. And then my favorite is put on by the Hillsborough Police Department. There's a doggy Easter egg hunt. And there's treats that are put in all the eggs, and they're spread out through Gold Park. And you can take your animal, your dog on a leash, and go find these Easter eggs and get your dog some treats, as well as a dog, Easter bonnet costume contest. And so that's lots of fun. Check it out on Visit Hillsborough. NC.org for the or NC.org.com. I don't have it in front of me. but visit Hillsborough, NC. You'll find information about those kind of fun events that are happening, as well as guided tours that are happening. And the warm season starting to crank out, so that's a good resource to find out what's happening in this happening town.
Awesome. HillsboroughNC.gov. Also, for information about town government, visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information about events and happenings. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.